الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will commence this Madani Mukalama with recitation of a few verses from the Holy Quran. Please listen attentively. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا صدق الله العظيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And your Creator has ordered not to worship anyone besides Him, and behave kindly to your parents. If in your presence any one of them or both reach old age, do not say uff to them, nor shove them aside, and speak to them very kindly, and always be helpful to them, and make dua for them in these words, O Allah Azza wa Jal, shower your mercies on them as they cared for me in childhood. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Now inshallah azza wa jal, we will have a few ash'ar of Nati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Madina.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, say together, salli ala shafiyyina, salli ala shafiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin. No matter time or far away, we have to go and visit one day. No matter time or far away, we have to go and visit one day. Aqa will call last day, one day, inshallah, Aka will call. Last day, one day, Murshid will show the way. One day, Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Muhammadin, Salli ala Shafi'ina, Salli ala Shafi'ina, Salli ala Muhammadin. Chosen us to be Almighty Allah, thanks to Thee. Allah has chosen us to be to send salams upon Nabi, to send salam upon Nabi, always enduring night and day. Sit together, Salli ala Nabi. Salli ala Muhammadin. Khauf na rakhe raza zara, tu to hai abd Mustafa. Khauf na rakhe raza zara, tu to hai abd Mustafa. Tere liye aman hai, tere liye aman hai, tere liye aman hai. Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Muhammad.
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today's topic is a really interesting one. It will not be an exaggeration if we were to say that this topic is about the most oppressed people within our society. Yes. Who are they? They are parents. It may seem strange to some that we are referring to them as the most oppressed. But when you look at what children are doing to their parents these days, then it's not very far-fetched. Yes, troubled, disturbed, oppressed. Within our society, if you look at the way children treat their parents, you'll be amazed that there are incidences of children beating their parents up. Is that not oppression?
Yeah, aggression.
Oppression, aggression from the kids. But these are the very same people who gave birth to these children. These are those people who took care of the child when the child wet the bed. That mother did not allow the child to get sick, but rather put the child on her delicate chest. Today, that same child, due to various reasons, the child could be on drugs, due to bad company, all sorts of reasons. But you find that today, that very child lifts his hands up for his mother. There are incidences that we hear of on a daily basis regarding oppressed parents.
Are you talking about Muslim parents here, or all parents? What?
Generally within society. And Muslims are also involved in this activity. It's not that this is something that is unique to non-Muslims and Muslims are not act or doing these type of acts. Yes, Muslims too. Muslim children are oppressing their parents. Muslim children are abusing physically, mentally, and emotionally abusing their parents. Therefore, I would say that in this time, amongst the most oppressed people in the world today, you would find parents being number one.
We're talking about oppression of parents, or parents being troubled. I would say that if we look in the so-called West societies,
yes,
I think the uprising of this problem
at its peak at the moment.
At its peak at the moment, where parents are being abused. Like you said, they're being abused. They are being physically tortured, mentally tortured. These type of problems are definitely popping up in societies. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami has taken this beautiful step forward to discuss these issues. These are the issues pertaining to general public at the moment. All the Muslim homes throughout the world are facing these type of problems. Parents are being oppressed.
You can say 20, 30 years ago, Muslims used to look at the Western society when they would open old age homes, and they would frown upon that, saying that, look at these people, they cannot even take care of the aged, the elderly. But today, we find that even within Muslim societies, old age homes are opening left, right and center. Wherever you go, even within Muslim communities, there are old age homes. Non-Muslim communities, there are old age homes. And you know, when a child's parents pass away, they go into foster care. Yeah? Orphanages.
Orphanages, yes.
But these days you find that even though the children are living, the living children put their living parents in old age homes. This is now our society that we're living in. Only when the child's parents pass away do we put them in orphanages. Yeah? But whilst the children are still living, the parents are being put in old age homes.
We have to get to the root cause. What is the cause? What is the reason? Because we know this is happening, is increasing. So what is causing? Now we're talking about, let's look at us as Muslims. We know of people in our society, in our families, that are experiencing this.
What is the reason for
what
it?
What is the reason? So this is very important. First of all, if you look at it very carefully, we know that parents go through this process of taking pains in growing the child when the child is young. But the problem in most home is lack of Islamic environment. Ek to Islamic mahol se dur rehne ki one cause, being far away from the Islamic mahol. You go to an average home, you got TV. The TV is now the educator of the child. So what is on TV? Bepardegi.
Yeah.
And all these filthy things.
And how to rebel against your parents.
Yeah, so the child is growing in the lap of the mother, knows nothing about who's Allah, know nothing about anything about deen, but watching TV all the time and watching filth and seeing what the mother is watching. In a proper Islamic home, now if you read the story of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, when he was a child, you think they had TV? They had movies, they had this kind of thing. What was the discussion? At a young age, his grandfather was a wali. His father was a wali. They should talk deeny things at home. So therefore, see what that home produced. Who can complain? So we're saying this is the main cause. So humko is par tawajjuh dena ki iska wajah kya hai and how do we rectify it?
So the environment that is created is not conducive to bringing up a child that will eventually look after his parents. That is what you're trying to say, Amir. But at the same time, that one is the tarbiyat of the children, the training of the children. And on the other hand, there are many homes where the environment is good. The environment within the home is good. But still you get those children who probably due to bad company, probably due to other ills of society, they still disrespect their parents, do not listen to the orders and instructions of their parents. And that is, that's parents, we're talking now about parents who still contribute to a child's life. What about those parents who are disabled? Those parents who are blind? Those parents who do not have the use of their legs? Those parents who have suffered strokes? What about those parents? What about the children that neglect those type of parents in their time of need? When a child fell and just hurt his hand or leg, you find the parent running to the aid of the child. And here, that was just a little niggle, little bump on the leg or little bump on the head, and the parent ran towards their child. Sometimes you get parents that they hear that the child's got injured. The child's not crying, but the parent's running out of concern. Yeah? You get those instances. Those are just little bumps and little knocks. And here the parent is suffering a heart attack. The parent is suffering a stroke. The parent is paralyzed. And yet we find that those children do not have the compassion to take care of their parents. They would rather put them in old age homes so that a stranger could look after their parents.
As brother was mentioning earlier on, he was discussing about the root cause of these problems. This so-called television, this TV that is now become a culture in every home, people are taking out role models from it. So the drugs and the alcohol and the prostitution and the gambling and the parents' abuse, so-called oppression of the parents, is coming from within this box. Because everybody is sitting and spending several hours on this box, and this box, they are getting out their role models, and this is where the oppression comes towards the parents, where the abuse comes towards the parents. So people are getting out lifestyles from the box. And when they come out into the normal world, after watching this box, they try to act out these lifestyles. And one of these lifestyles is the total oppression of parents, which comes from within the box.
And this is also because now we have found new role models.
New role models.
In Islamic literature, we find that there were such heroes of the past who received so much of reward by serving their parents.
इसमें ये एक वजह ये है दीनी इल्म की कमी और ये तो अब ये आम हो चुका है तो इसी वजह से ये बच्चे को पता नहीं है कि कुरान शरीफ में अल्लाह ताला ने पेरेंट के रिस्पेक्ट के बारे में क्या बताया
Do not even use the word uff. You know, in our culture, people say, ah, click the tongue. Yes. This is what uff means. Do not use words which will show your discontent towards your parents.
Every home. Today, father is calling from the other side. Abba-jan is calling from the other side. Ammi-jan is calling from the other side. What's the answer? Oh, we are busy. Can't you see? We are busy. At this moment, we are busy. We'll come to you later. Okay, we are coming. Okay, Ma, we are coming. That Ma, we are coming. Pa, we are coming. Abu, we are coming. It's still coming. This is where the oof is coming.
Quran Majid talks about Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. If either one or both of them reach old age. Now, look at this, that when parents get old, they become more dependent on their children. When they are a little bit younger, they can care for themselves. But at old age, they become needy. The hands start shaking, they can't hold utensils, you need to pour for them water, you need to bring them water to drink, tea, etc. Now they're becoming more dependent on the children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying at that time, when the parent is now starting to become dependent on the children, at that time, the child should not even use the word uff for the parent.
And look at it. At once upon a time, the parents used to caress the child, hold the child, Take the child across the road, take the child to the towards the schools, take the child to all the madrasa, carry them, keep them close to their chest. And now the age the parents have reached, they are looking for the child to hold them, caress them, take them across the road, take them towards the madrasas, take them towards the masjids. And today, the things are gone vice versa, total opposite.
Once Nigran Ashura was giving a beautiful bayan on Madni channel, it's very touching. He spoke about a child who was in love with the grandfather, and due to the person's wife not liking the grandfather, his father-in-law, she kept complaining. So eventually the husband listened to the wife and took the father and left in the jungle. And when the father was old, he said, "Why are you leaving me here?" And he expressed that he's not happy with him staying at home because of the wife nagging him. And he asked his son to bring a blanket, because where the jungle was cold. So the child took some time and he brought one part of the blanket and gave to his grandfather. So the father asked him, "Why you brought only half a blanket?" He said, "No, the other half I'm keeping. When you get old, then I will give you this."
Allah.
So this is a lesson. What goes around comes around.
There is one hadith mubarakah which is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, which the most beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam stated. That person has become disgraced. Beloved Rasul alayhi salam is talking. He says, that person has become disgraced who has found his parents in old age. He found his parent in old age and does not enter Jannah by serving his parents. And that's the time, actually, today you see, when does parents need the children most? At old age.
So this is na barakat. If you take care of your parents, बोलते उनका दुआ जल्दी कबूल होता है. मगर ये नौजवान को पता नहीं, बच्चे लोग को पता नहीं है कि जो भी काम करते हैं, मगर जब उनके वजह से माँबाप का दिल दुखता है, तो उसके वजह से उनका दुआ भी कबूल नहीं होता है. So it's very important for us to understand, if you want to be successful in the dunya and akhira, if you have the dua of your parents, inshallah you'll be successful.
Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat writes in a book available from Maktabatul Madina, the publishing arm of Dawat-e-Islami. The book is called Oceanic Dome. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat writes, Allah Azza wa Jal sent revelation upon Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, ordering him to visit the bank of the ocean in order to witness his power. Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam went there with his companions, but did not see any notable thing. Therefore he, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, ordered a jinn to dive into the ocean and bring the facts from the deep. After coming out of the ocean, the jinn said, "I could not reach to the depth of the ocean, and neither did I see any noticeable thing." He, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, ordered another more powerful jinn. That jinn dived twice as deep as the first jinn, but he too could not bring any information back. Then Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam ordered his wise minister, Sheikh Asif bin Barkhiya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Very shortly, Asif bin Barkhiya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, brought a grand camphoric four-door white-colored dome in the blessed court of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. One door was made up of pearls, the second of rubies, yaqut, the third of diamonds, and the fourth was made up of emeralds. There was not even a single drop of water inside, despite all four doors being open. Inside the oceanic dome, there was a very handsome young man, dressed up in neat and clean clothes, engaged in offering salah. When he completed his salah, Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam made salam to him and asked about the secrets of this oceanic dome. He said, "O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, my father was handicapped." We spoke earlier about parents with disabilities and how much they need their children. He said, O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, my father was handicapped and his mother was blind. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he said, I served them for 70 years. My mother supplicated, made dua before she passed away, that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant my son a long life. Grant my son a long, righteous, pious life. My beloved father made dua before he passed away, that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, give my child the ability to worship at such a place where shaitan cannot interfere. I saw this oceanic dome when I came to this bank of the ocean after the burial of my beloved father, and I entered. Meanwhile, an angel came and took this dome into the depths of the ocean. Upon the asking of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, he said that I came over here in the blessed time of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam realized that it has been 2,000 years since he has been in the oceanic dome, and he is still young. Not even a single hair of his had turned white. Regarding his food, he said, every day a green bird brings something yellowish in its beak. I eat it. It contains the taste of all the bounties of this world. It fulfills my hunger and my thirst. In addition, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I remain secured from heat, cold, sleep, laziness, drowsiness, loneliness, fear, and horrors. After that, upon the request of that young man and order of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, Sheikh Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi picked up the dome and took it back to the depth of the ocean. After this, Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam said, O people, may Allah Azza wa Jal shower his blessings upon you. Did you notice to what extent the supplication, the dua of parents are acknowledged? Refrain from disobeying your parents. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you hear how the dua of the parents granted this young man such a life that after several thousand years, he did not even get old? He was freed from all sorts of human defects, sleep, laziness, etc. Not even a hair on his head turned white. This is the dua of a parent. And imagine, for 70 years, this young man served his disabled parents. Oh, young children, oh those of you who trouble their parents, those of you who speak to your parents with disrespect, those of you who lift your hands to hit your parents, listen, and listen carefully. It is mentioned in a hadith mubarakah. Sayyidina Abu Amama radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that once a person inquired, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the rights of parents on the children? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they both are your Jahannam and your Jannah. As this young man was fortunate to get the dua of his parents, how unfortunate are those who will earn Jahannam due to not serving their parents. O youth, before it is too late, before your parents leave this world, serve them. Serve them, serve them, serve them while they're young, serve them while they're old, So you too could earn their du'as, and you too could earn Jannah through their du'as. Islamic brothers, what do you have to say? We are now coming to the conclusion, to the end of this silsila. What advice do you have to the youth, to the children? Dawat-e-Islami is trying to create an environment where children show respect to their parents. We are now nearing the end of the silsila. What advice do you have for the young viewers of Madani Channel? Dawat-e-Islami wants to create an environment within society where the due respect is given to parents, where parents are given that honor, that dignity that they deserve, that has been given to them by Allah Azza wa Jal. What advice do you have for the youth of today?
Actually, for the youth, especially those that are watching Madani Channel, indeed, there was a very spiritually enlightening incident that you have mentioned. And that also brings us towards the importance of the respect of parents. I have one beautiful hadith mubarak in front of me, Ibn Majah Sharif. Someone asked in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, that Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the responsibility of the child on the parents? What is the responsibility of the child on the parents? The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam replied, they are either your Jannah or Jahannam for you. So, children must choose. Look, Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has set for us beautiful principles. We want Jannah. If you ask the viewers of Madani Channel, everybody is seeking Jannah. Jannah is not cheap. One has to work towards Jannah. And one of the keys of the way towards Jannah is towards the obedience of parents, towards the rights of the parents, to fulfilling the rights of the parents. So the viewers of Madani Channel, follow the Quran. Follow the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Give total obedience towards our parents. Inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, giving total to obedience towards parents, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we will be successful in the dunya, in the qabr inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. And how do you do this? Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dawat-e-Islami, subhanallah, that beautiful international movement of propagation of Quran and Sunnah is working throughout the world in almost 175 countries, bringing us back towards the real lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran and the Sunnah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Keep close to this Madani Mahal, keep watching Madani Channel, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and we are hopeful, inshallah, azza wa jal, that very soon, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, this sickness of oppression of parents, inshallah, azza wa jal, will disappear from our societies, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Aapko Madani Channel ke khas nojawano ko kya message dena chahta hu?
Acha, ek muballigh Dawat Islami, a senior member of Dawat Islami, he gave an incident that in one part in Pakistan there was a muballigh. Ye to khud apna walid ko marte the, ye gangster tha, so walid bhi usse darte the. To ye muballigh wahan ایک قریب تھاؤن میں اجتماع ہونے والا تھا, تو اس کو دعوت دینے کے لیے گئے. تو وہ دیکھ کر تعجب سے کہ میں بڑا گینگسٹر ہے, تو مجھے دعوت دینے کے لیے آیا, اس کو چھٹانے کے لیے بولا, آس مائی فادر پرمیشن. اس کو پتا تھا کہ اس کا والد اس کو ڈن لائک ہیم ایٹ آل, تو اس کو پتا تھا کہ وہ بنی اس کو چھوڑو. سو وین ہی وینٹ ٹو ہز فادر, his father said, you wasting your time, leave him alone, don't worry about him. So this muballigh, yes, inka aadat tha ke wo haarte nahi the, to walid ko sirf ijazat de do, main mera kaam hai usko le jane ke liye. To wo walid to bolte, ye to you wasting your time, chhodo isko, ha chhodo isko. To baad mein sirf ye bol do ke ha, sirf he said say yes. Then wo دور سے بولا اچھا لے جاؤ اس کو. دین وین یو وینٹ ٹو دا یگسٹر, یگسٹر آسٹ مائی فادر کی پرمیشن, یور فادر سیڈ یس. تو دور سے والد بولا, یا گیو پرمیشن بٹ میں یہ ویسٹ یور ٹائم. तो ये मजबूरन जाने पड़ा. तो ये मुबालिक ने बताया कि वो तीन दिन प्रोग्राम था इज्तिमा, तो पहला दिन ये तो चले गया, दूसरा दिन भी वो गायब हो गया, मगर तीसरा दिन वो ये सो जबरदस्ती से बोले यहाँ बैठ कर सुनिए, तो अभी अमीर सुन्नत का बयान होने वाला आप बैठ कर सुनना है. एक वली कामिल वो जो दिल का राज भी जानते हैं, उनका बयान ऐसा था जैसा कि सारा जो बयान उन पर फोकसिंग ऑन हिम. तो हाँ, तो वो जब वो बयान सुना तो वो रोने शुरू किया. तब ये देखा कि इसका आंसू बह रहे, तो उसको पता चला कि इसमें कुछ असर होगा. बाद में वो ये फरमाया कि इसका ख्वाहिश था कि अमीर सुन्नत से मुलाकात करना. सो ही स्टूड इन द क्यू एंड वन पर्सन गिव तस्बी टू हिम. तो ये तो तस्बी लेकर जब करीब गया तो देखता है कि कोई हाथ में, सबके हाथ खाली है, तो वो अपने जेब में वो तस्बी डाल दिया. मगर जब जैसा वो मुलाकात करने के लिए गया तो अमीर सुन्नत खुद अपने हाथ जेब में डाल के अपना तस्बी ले उसका हाथ में डाल. तो वो उसके बाद उसका सारा whole feeling changed.
उसको then his world was turned
upside down. उसके बाद वो तौबा किया और मुबल्लिग बन गया, और वो दीन के इलम हासिल. उसके बाद जहां भी wherever he went he had फैजान सुन्नत in his hand, और लोग को सुन्नत सिखाता था.
Can you see Dawat-e-Islami is trying to serve this ummah in so many facets, turning the disobedient child towards making him start kissing the hands and feet of his parents. Those that were clean shaven, today they have beards and are making imamat in masjids. Those that were gangsters, today are inviting others towards Quran and Sunnah. Come towards this movement. Come to that environment where respect of parents is emphasized. You are the company you keep. If you are going to continue keeping the company of those who disrespect their parents, then you too one day, if not today, then maybe someday, you too will start disrespecting your parents. First, it will start with verbal abuse. Eventually, it will become physical abuse. And you will become that person who you thought you'd never become when you were young. Join this environment of Dawat-e-Islami, where there are those other Islamic brothers, that are there to encourage you to kiss the hands of your parents.
Just talking about this youngster, what happened to him after he changed? Before, people used to fear him. After he joined Dawat-e-Islami and started preaching, same families and people who used to fear him used to ask him for advice and help to change other people.
Subhanallah.
And because he was feared, he was a gangster, more and more people should listen to him. It mentioned that once, due to a grudge, he was with the Faizan Sunnat in his hand walking, and a taxi driver, he took the taxi, so he told him, "You teach everybody Sunnah, what about me?" So he opened the Faizan Sunnat to teach him something, and somebody shot him, and he got shaheed. And they said the many buzrugs passed away in this town. Nobody had a bigger crowd for the funeral than this youngster.
Subhanallah.
Because of his change. And they say his friends went to his grave for 40 days to read Naad, because he loved Naad Sharif and Quran Sharif. So this is what Dawat-e-Islami did for a person who was once despised. And look what he became.
Mashallah.
This is the magic of Dawat-e-Islami.
Dawat-e-Islami. MashaAllah. Welcome. Come towards Dawat-e-Islami. Come towards Quran. Come towards Sunnah. Come towards the respect of parents. Come. All of you are welcome. Those non-Muslims watching Madani Channel, you too come. Come and learn about the honor of parents. Come and learn about how Islam has given dignity towards parents. Come and learn how Islam has given the responsibility of children to take care of their parents. Come towards Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.